Continuing now, our conversations with candidates on the ballot on April 26th for the office of mayor of Baltimore. My guest is Cindy Wall. She is 59 years old. She has lived in Charles Village for nearly 10 years. She's single. She has political activism in her resume. She also ran once in 2014 in the Democratic primary for governor. Ms. Walsh, welcome.
Welcome.
So why do you want to be the mayor?
Well, I am a person who has been politically active all of my life. I've dealt with public policy on all levels of government. I have worked as an academic in university institutions, helping to formulate data for policy. So my entire life has been about politics, but I've never been the politician. Well, we are currently at a dearth for people who have the ability to take on a leadership role at an executive level, whether it be a city, or a mayoral candidate, or a governor. And I feel that I am capable. I thought in as a governor, and I am sure of a mayor, because I have a professional background that is full of administrative oversight and accountability and building agencies and the structures and making them effective and efficient.
In what way? What sort of work have you done that you've gained that experience?
Well, I can tell you, just start off, I worked my way through college with the United Parcel Service. And UPS is known worldwide as one of the most efficient, effective, and quality service in their industry. And they have a huge industrial engineering department that creates those operational systems for every employee. And that was me. I was hired with UPS, as a driver at first, and then was promoted. And so I spent many years creating operational systems for agencies. So that's exactly what we need to do in Baltimore. We need to have somebody who knows how to assess an operational system.
Can you give me an idea of an example of one of the operational systems that you created?
Well, we have everything. I'll jump now to another example. I also have worked as an operational management for a National Institutes of Health, NCI, National Clinical Trials. Now, in that capacity, I'm working at a national management level, helping to install all of the data operations and administration for several work sites around the country that deal with hospitals and participants in these massive studies. So there is a place in which I not only micromanaged the development of all of the procedures that were released to each one of these sites around the country, but I was the one who, at the end of the year, was part of the team that analyzed all of the operational systems in that clinical trial. And so I know how it's all done.
So how does that then translate to a city? In other words, do you think that one of our big problems here in Baltimore is that we're operationally not functioning correctly or effectively?
Well, there is no structure to our public agencies. We've basically outsourced all of the public agency. And when you do that, you're just losing complete control of how all of those operations occur, and it takes away all the oversight. So what I feel Baltimore City Hall needs is to claw back that structure that has taken all of our agencies up to two powerful institutions and bring them back down to City Hall and then rebuild those agencies out into the communities. And with that, we're going to start rebuilding that oversight and accountability and all of that data structure, that data collection with all of the data checks and balances, all of the weekly spot checks of audits, all the monthly audits that you would do normally for each department in an agency, with the idea of having that annual meeting of that agency with all of the departments to look at all of those monthly data information and assess the problems and correct for efficiency and effectiveness. So that's what is totally missing in Baltimore City Hall. And it happened under the guise of handing all of that control to institutions. It was outsourced. And so we as the people, the citizens, have no control over what all of is being done in that direction.
I'm afraid I don't understand how agencies have been outsourced. What do you mean by that? And what agencies? Are you talking about the police department or the Department of Public Works? I mean, what agencies have been outsourced?
Well, when you have a structure like Baltimore Development Corporation, or you have a structure like the Baltimore Housing Authority, that has been allowed to have the designation of quasi-governmental, it immediately creates a status of being partnered with corporations who then, whether they tell us or not, have all of the control over the policies that are being developed. Now, that Baltimore Development Corporation and that Baltimore Housing Corporation should be built out into the communities and be listening to them. And that's where all of the citizens' voices and control of public policy. So you don't want these quasi-entities that take the control. People have, I think, accepted it because of the local control the businesses have on the city. But now this control is becoming global, and it's becoming geared towards a global Wall Street. And none of it has any of our public interest. And so that's why this election is critical, because 2016 is when we need to make that jump back. And nationally, you see a campaign in the Democratic side for Bernie Sanders, who represents that jump back. People want to get back to a social democracy where the people's voice are heard in government, as opposed to a Clinton or a Hillary Democrat who is tied to that structure of a global Wall Street, global corporate control of policy.
So you would then self-describe as a Democratic socialist like Senator Sanders?
Well, I don't use the word socialist. I'm not sure why. We've never used that term until the last decade or so. It's always been social democracy. FDR was always called a social democrat. And the reason why that's distinctive is that social democrats are social capitalists. We believe in capitalism, but we believe that we legislate with social benefit. And that's how legislation was done through the Democratic Party in all of modern history. Then we went to a corporate, we lost that social democracy and we went into a different direction. Now, when you say socialist, that gives a whole different connotation. They're different. Socialism is different from social capitalism. So that's why we're taking exception to that label that's being interjected by national media and journalism, because that doesn't describe what this is. And the reason that's important is that these global corporations and global politicians are trying to move our country to a corporate socialism. What that is that, they're saying, we have all the money and you're going to live in a very socialist and very low level of life because we have all the money. Well, that's not socialism. That's just rich people saying we're going to, have our way with you. So that's the distinction that's important when you're using those two terms.
So bringing it back to the city of Baltimore, if you are successful in, as you say, taking things back to the local communities, what do you expect to hear? And what do you, as a person purporting to lead the city, what do you think are the big issues facing our city? You've talked about the systems and the government. What are the other issues that you think are most important to tackle?
Well, the primary issue for 2016 and the next 4 years is very tied to what I just described. And that is, we're going to be receiving from Congress a congressional stimulus package. It's inevitable. That has to do with infrastructure. And we all know that all of our infrastructure has been allowed to decay. And we all know that when that federal stimulus comes, it will be up to a mayor to decide who controls that development, whether it's our public transportation, whether it's our public water and sewage system, our waste system, whether it's our public conduit for all of our energy structures. All of those things need stimulus. And if you're not a mayor who is going to make sure that that stimulus comes to the city of Baltimore to develop our Baltimore Public Works Department agency, and then maybe outsource to local contractors to do all of that work, then the other option is that that federal stimulus will be sent to a mayor who is going to hand it over to global corporations who are already kind of connected to all of our agencies, and it will all be privatized to global corporations, and that's a very serious concern.
What leads you to believe that somehow Baltimore is in line to receive a major federal stimulus for infrastructure?
Well, Baltimore City has, a few decades ago, was designated as a foreign enterprise zone. That's an international economic zone. That in itself is an issue that is a concerning one. But in having that designation, it's setting the stage for where Congress feels that it needs to target this money for infrastructure development. And that is why a city like Baltimore, that's been designated as an international economic zone, will receive that stimulus money. That's why it is critical that we have a mayor, an executive, who will want to see that that stimulus money goes to rebuild our public infrastructure in the public interest and not given to global corporations against the public interest.
Who is it that designated the city of Baltimore as an international or a foreign enterprise zone?
That was done back in the Clinton era. It might have been the early Bush era.
By whom? Who makes
By
that
Congress.
Designation? The United States Congress.
Right.
Because I'm not familiar with that. Mm-hmm. So you do expect a large stimulus to stimulus package, because there's no current discussion of that on Capitol Hill at the moment.
Well, they're waiting. They're waiting for the movement of fast-tracking Trans-Pacific Trade Pact, which is tied to our international economic zones, and the two together are what is going to want to have them channel that money to global corporations, as opposed to a mayor who wants to rebuild our public works department.
Okay, so we're out of time, but folks want to learn more about your campaign. Where can they go?
My campaign is Cindy Walsh for mayor of Baltimore. I want to make everybody clear that I'm broadly known all around the city. I'm well supported. So don't think that because I'm not in Baltimore media, I'm not supported, because I am. Check out my campaign website, my Facebook page. You'll see my platform issues, and you'll see lots of public policy stances on every issue of which we are speaking.
Cindy Walsh is a Democratic candidate for mayor. She's one of 13 Democrats on the ballot on April 26th. Ms. Walsh, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.